Welcome and welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem. I'm Firdaus.
I'm her mother.
I'm the sister. It's been a while,
guys. Welcome back, Aya.
I know. I had very important things to do. Top secret. I could literally be sued for what I could potentially discuss on here.
If she told you, you'd have to be on one of the episodes.
And we don't know which one.
Of mayhem.
Or a mystery.
You're saying too much. Oh my god.
Well, we're happy to have you back, Aya.
Thank you.
Telling Mama I was considering kicking you out.
Somebody else.
And yeah, replacing you.
No, never.
There's a lot of Ayas out there in the world. So
there is only one.
Oh man. Thank you. Oh man.
There you go.
That sounded
we
so...
We missed you so much when you weren't around.
Well, Mama missed you. I was kind of like... Bon de Baja, you know?
Anyways, where did you guys leave off? What country are we in?
Stop reading my notes, Mom.
I'm not reading your notes.
Maybe just don't
read. We're in France.
So,
and what theme are we on?
We're on mystery. You missed our murder.
You were very lucky to miss the murder episode.
Oh, it was an interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Some of my jokes were edited out just for the record.
Maybe one or two. Some others were kept.
Well, that's good I'm here then, because all my jokes non-edited.
Please. That's also a lie.
Is it? Do you edit it out?
You know, I don't actually remember off the top of my head.
Oh my god, you do edit them out.
She did not deny.
Oh my god, this is a hit.
I don't know, maybe it's...
This is a hit for all Aya lovers out there. I'm so sorry. This is a truly sad day for all of us. Oh my god.
I am sad.
I can't even, you know, you will hear from my lawyers, Dosa.
All five of them.
You have five lawyers?
I have a team.
A team? Does Mom pay for them too?
You know, at this point, I wouldn't even be surprised.
Actually, I wonder what this $1,000 a month is costing me.
$1,000 for five lawyers?
Yeah, you're right.
I know. Did I bring them from Craigslist or something?
Do they have a law degree?
It's like, so, like, what are your qualifications? Dude, just trust me.
I watch Law and Order.
I will work for $200 an hour. Hired!
$200 an hour, that's a lot.
I think that's pretty much... Isn't that how much a lawyer costs?
Around? Yeah.
If you're paying $1,000 a month for five lawyers, I'm assuming they get asked... They're going to be paid minimum wage.
Or maybe that just reflects how good of a character I am, which is that I just... No one... You know, sues me a lot.
So really,
they're volunteer law students. They're volunteer students trying to apply to law school.
Yeah. So, mystery and France. I started off with every intention of talking about something else, another topic. It was a UFO alien story. And I'd done, like, some research, and I was getting ready to write about it. And then I just grabbed my attention. And,
I thought you said, and then my notes shut down, and I would cry
right now. So, I opted to do this one instead, because in our last episodes, we talked quite a bit about, Beowulf and Grendel.
Yes!
The Beast.
Yes, I haven't forgotten. Enabling family members.
Me
it's
neither.
So
I haven't. Yep.
Yeah, you totally listened to our episode.
I literally was there when you wrote the notes.
Of course. So yeah, I thought I'd keep this theme going, and we are going to talk about the Beast of Gévaudan.
Of what?
Gévaudan. It's an area in France.
Oh, okay.
Where in Gévaudan? France? North, south, west.
What is this research?
Tell me how to spell it.
Actually, I think I know why those have banned me from the podcast, is because I remember being like, what is this research?
You know what, Aya? You suck.
See, this is literally so Aya-phobic. Literally, I'm being kicked off a platform.
Gévaudan is in the middle of nowhere.
Chance, Mama.
Somewhere near the Mediterranean Ocean, north of Nice and Marseille, and a little bit closer to Nice. There.
So, the Beast of Gévaudan was a mysterious creature that terrorized a rural region of France between 1764 and 1767.
My bad. That was just
really
me.
That's really very limited. 3 years.
Yes. That was just me. Oh. I literally was just trying to find where's the nearest fast food restaurant. And they all were just really scared when I would... I literally...
They didn't have fast food restaurants back then. The 1700s?
Well, why do you think I was 3 years at it?
Good point. So this beast was described by witnesses as something like a wolf, but not quite.
I'm kind of offended. Literally, either I'm a wolf or I'm not.
That next point you're not going to like,
oh
then.
Oh, my God.
It was as large as a calf or sometimes even as big as a horse.
Are they calling my daughter a cow?
Literally. Well, you know what?
In her search for
I don't trust it. I don't trust it. Because if you ask a man to describe a woman, they'll be like,
Is that why you were described as having fur that was reddish gray and a long tail like a panther?
Okay, let's normalize women not having to shave every day. Okay, let's normalize it, please.
I'm pretty sure they didn't shave back then.
Or wax even.
I don't think they waxed either.
Well, they had
1700s?
Probably.
I have no idea. Listen, I don't know.
Do you think
they wouldn't be talking?
They would
about
have
it.
An opinion about it. I'm assuming.
But this is a pretty...
Okay, so let's get back to the beast,
talking about beauty
ladies.
Standards. This beauty, I think like, yeah, you'd have to be waxing, fit. This is more of a relatively newer beauty standard.
Okay, so you're telling me if you're at that point and you show your armpit full of hair, and
again,
they'd be like...
You're seeing it as today's beauty
Google
standard.
Google it.
Okay, oh my God. I used to shave in seven. Go Google it.
Okay,
I
you start.
No, you Google.
Please go let's on, go. And I'll
Google.
Okay. Please listen to this whole music in the meantime.
Okay.
When did shaving start for a woman?
1915. There we go. So this was like 200
before
years.
Then.
Oh,
women
I thought you said
removed unpleasant hair just in the neck and face.
Exactly. So. So 2 days of me just not plucking my neck hair and
neck hair. But this is information provided by the men's soap company.
Oh my God.
Come
not
on.
The mansplaining. So you girls, yeah, you plucked your hair out. I only
as
trust Wikipedia.
The 20th century began, this is Vox.com, women didn't care if they had leg or underarm hair, and it shows in the beauty guides, ads, and fashion of the time.
I would have
clothes
thrived.
Were so concealing that it was rare to see bare
that's
legs
true.
Or underarms.
Why are you looking at my neck?
So removing hair there.
I am wearing a turtleneck, and you can still see my... Oh my God. Lower your gaze. What? Now you expect me to flash my ankle or something at you guys?
My hairy ankle.
I have dignity, okay? I am a good woman, okay? And you, oh my God, no. This is embarrassing. What else
okay,
did they say?
Can we get back
what
to
else
the
did
beast
they say
dumb,
about
whatever it's called?
So, its fur was reddish-gray with a long tail like a panther's. The fur on the head and legs were short and the color of a deer. So I'm get like brown. It had a black stripe on its back and talons on its feet.
That
I want to hear about the
wings.
Just
my costume. I don't even get it. Like
witnesses said the beast would stalk its prey and seize it by the throat. And there were reports of at least 16 victims that were decapitated.
Oh my
so
God. Victims of
okay.
What kind? Like animals? Humans?
No, people.
Oh my God, they decapitated 16
no,
people?
No, this is just slander. All of it is slander, okay? I was not preying upon them. I was just waiting until a good moment opened up for me to strike a conversation with them. It's not stalking or whatever. It's just
so
me.
So what happened with the decapitation then?
Listen, I was just like, listen to me.
You know, they were not.
You grabbed them by the throat.
No, no. It's just my arms are short. You know, I can't really, you know. And whatever I reached, it's just whatever I reached. I was just trying to grab them by their arm. Just to, you know. I'm just saying.
Are you auditioning for a feud to be the subject of a future episode?
No. I'm just saying, this is just... Take it over grain of salt. Take it over. You should have just interviewed
me. So really,
me.
Just 16 decapitated people all over
I'm place? Okay, on a more
like
serious
over,
note.
Over three years.
On a more serious note, I think it wasn't a beast.
What was it?
Okay, we can talk about theories later. I'm literally on my
okay,
second
okay.
Bullet
oh, yes,
point.
Yes, please.
I'm so ahead of your time.
You're ahead of your time.
So apparently the
you're
beast would be found.
The information.
Apparently, the beast would be found in the evenings and in the mornings. So that's when you're most likely find the beast, you know.
If you were looking.
About.
If you were looking.
The first recorded fatal attack happened on June 30th, 1964. Jeanne Boulet was a 14-year-old shepherdess, and she was taking care of a flock of sheep when she was attacked and killed. But some historians claim that Jeanne wasn't the first to be attacked by the beast.
So why would the beast attack the woman rather than the sheep?
They say that the beast was scared of...
sheep?
Of just...
humans?
No, obviously not humans. Of, like, livestock in general.
Huh. They are scary, man. If you're not part of their pack, they really shun you out, man.
But I like the questions you're asking. I like the questions you're asking.
Okay, keep going.
According to historians, the first attack happened 2 months before the death of Jeanne to a young woman named Marie Vallée. She was tending cattle when she saw a beast, again, like a wolf, yet not quite. The beast tried to attack her, but the bulls in the herd charged at it, and when it tried to attack a second time, they drove it off.
Yay!
See, I'm telling you, they're scary. No wonder he was scared of them. Look at that first experience. He was like...
oh, yeah.
They will rue the day. So they pushed me. Yeah,
after the bull attack, he's like, no more animals. I don't care if they look soft and fluffy. So for the rest of 1764, more attacks are reported in the region of Gévaudan. The attacks are happening to men, women, children who are alone in the forest around the area, and they're usually tending to livestock. Based on all the attacks, people are realizing that this beast is kind of really targeting the head and neck area, not touching the rest of the body as much. There were so many attacks that people were hypothesizing that there were two or even more beasts rather than just the one. But so now it's been like half a year of people getting attacked, people dying. So now the population of Gévaudan is pretty scared, but that doesn't stop them from fighting back. Around that time, France wasn't doing so well, you know, historically. This was the year after the Seven-Year War, and France lost battles to Prussia and the British, and they even lost the bulk of it of their overseas colonies.
Was the French Revolution on its way? 1760?
You know what? If that led to
the
French Revolution...
I'll tell you, go ahead. You go.
So France also lost the majority of their colonies, including Canada. So the beast was kind of this perfect monster that they could all rally around and, you know, like a concrete enemy. Well, concrete.
Us against
but an enemy they can,
the
like,
wolf.
Focus on.
Yeah. So the French Revolution started in 1789, which is 22 years later. Sorry.
So there's now a bounty on this beast, and hunters would often be around the countryside looking for it. On October 8th, 1964, just hours after another victim was attacked, the beast was apparently seen at Chateau de la Baume stalking a herdsman. And then when hunters found the beast and, like, got it out in the open, they started shooting at it. And the beast should have died, but to everyone's surprise, it just, like, got back up and ran off.
Shooting at it with what? With muskets? Or what did they use? Muskets?
Yeah, like, what?
Okay.
From a weapon. I don't know what they
sharp
had back then.
Forks.
Things that fly into an enemy. So now fast forward to January 12, 1765, and the beast attacks again. This time a group of seven friends ranging from ages 8 to 12.
Seven friends?
Yeah, so it wasn't like just
so
one
now it's
person.
Not scared
so
anymore.
Now it's like a group of these kids.
How old, sorry, please
8
repeat?
To 12.
8 to 12, no, they're pretty young. They're still pretty...
But this 10-year-old boy named Jacques Portefeuille leads his friends on a counterattack with sticks, and they were actually able to drive off the beast.
That's what
good
I'm saying.
Good for you.
No.
So, what?
Yeah, because I was saying, like, not, like, this is a rare attack of when the beast attacked people that were in large numbers type of thing, right?
Yeah, like, not really small. Typical.
But they're right? Small kids. And so, maybe they... you know, they acted like hers or something like that. That's just triggered
they
something
acted
for
like
him.
He's like, oh no, it's the bull all over again.
Yeah, so the key lessons stay in hers.
So the king of France at the time, Louis XV, hears about the kids' heroics and rewards
invites
them.
Invites them over.
Rewards them for it.
Oh, good.
He gives 300 livres, you know, the currency at the time,
wow.
To Portefeuille. So that comes... I guess, so I couldn't figure out 300 livres specifically, but $300 in 1765 came around to $11,000 now. So, I mean,
they
around
were
that
rolling
amount.
In it, man.
And 350 to be divided among the other kids. Mm. And he even pays for an education for...
Yay!
Happy time for both of you. Inspired by the bravery of the kids, Louis XV announces that the French state will help find and kill the beast.
Oh, wow.
And sends royal hunters to destroy it.
Of course.
The bounty was now at 6,000 livres.
Oh, wow.
Which, again, $6,000 in 1765 comes around to $244,000.
Oh, wow.
Now. So, quite a bit of money.
The entire countryside was being depopulated of wolves, bears, and anything furry.
Oh, my God.
Out of people looking for the bounty.
Maybe, eh? So, now that the king has sent help, he sends the first captain, Jean-Baptiste Duhamel, and his troops, and they were sent to... Je vous
oh, God, there's a novel in this. This sounds so cool.
He was...
Did they fall in love with any calmly sheep?
Not that
sheep minders.
Oh,
sheep. I'm like, oh. Okay, sorry, that's getting edited out. But sheep minders, shepherdesses.
He was very eager to kill the beast, but for some reason, the local herders and farmers were not being cooperative with
well,
him.
Well, no, probably because they wanted...
The reward for themselves.
I don't know, but I mean, like, if a beast is attacking the people who are taking care of your livelihoods, you know.
No, they'd be like,
you had a year to kill the beast. Like,
maybe they're under control, you know, they just needed another year. Like,
it was under control.
So, locals weren't being very cooperative with him, and they would stall his efforts. There were a number of times where he would, like, almost shoot the beast, but, like, his troops apparently weren't competent either, and they miss. And so Jean-Baptiste was getting frustrated, and
I would be too.
And started to shoot the shepherds just to feel,
sorry.
Just to open up shooting range to get at the beast. No, I'm sorry.
You're really into the dark humor lately.
I'm just saying it wasn't probably a beast, more like a murderer.
That would be interesting. That's what I was thinking, but still, I don't know.
So, Jean-Baptiste is getting frustrated, and the king sent two professional wolf hunters to help. Jean-Charles Marc-Antoine Vaumel de Neuvol. And honestly, that's too many
names. He sounds like a professional. If you were like, actually, Monsieur Jean Kikshus is coming to help you, I'd be like, uh-huh. You know why? Because you just lost me halfway through
the names. I just got the Jean.
So, I'm just going to call him Jean-Charles for brevity. And his son, Jean-François, so they're the wolf hunters, and they're sent to help. But unfortunately, Jean-Baptiste and Jean-Charles couldn't
agree get together
on strategies. Jean-Baptiste wanted to organize wolf hunting parties, but Jean-Charles and his son believed that the beast could only be shot using, like, stealthy techniques and not hunting
silver
parties.
Arrows.
So,
in the full
so you have to twirl once. Okay? Then one of the other person shoots at the moon. The other person... And that sounds honestly reasonable. Has it been done in that 1 year? No.
I bet you they didn't try it.
No, they didn't, you know?
They just needed your creativity, yoy.
Well, you know, they were ahead of their time. They thought of this and they were ignored, so this is just a
Well, no, they weren't ignored, because Jean-Baptiste ends up returning back to his headquarters, because he's just like, well, I can't work with him anyway.
I see.
So father and son team.
It is not unheard of for French individuals to set to fighting among themselves, as indeed most humans.
Oh yeah. My God. I don't think that's unique to French.
Yeah,
people.
No. It's like, we should shoot straight. No! We should shoot left. No! Straight. Oh my God, are you even listening to me? Left. This is something that would happen now.
I honestly don't see why they couldn't do both. So
no,
shoot everything that moves,
and his son can go off with their stealthy techniques, and Jean-Baptiste can.
You don't understand. This is about pride at the end of the day.
Who shoots the beast first?
This is about honor and pride. And you just
this is about tourism. Did they have tourism back then?
So father and son team arrive February 17th, 1765, and they have with them 8 bloodhounds that were trained to hunt wolves. And they spend the next 4 months hunting for Eurasian wolves specifically, because that's what they thought the beast was. But the attacks kept going. So this duo were soon replaced in Jean Charles, 22nd, 1765, by François Antoine.
There must have been so many dead wolves at the end of all of this.
Saying, man. People,
they depopulated
like the wolf peninsula of wolves. Must have been so in, you know, like wolf jackets, you know, like fur jacket, anything like that must have been like just... in demand.
This was before the internet. They didn't have to worry about that.
So they were replaced by François Antoine, who was the king's arquebus bearer and lieutenant of the hunt. And BT Dubs, he was 71 years old. Let the man retire.
Well, he was waiting for the wolf to come to him.
No. Them bills are due tomorrow. This guy has things.
So this was in June. And in August 11th, 1965.
1975?
1765, yeah.
Long-lived beast.
Just an icon.
He gets replaced, and that's all we know. So sorry, yeah. August 11th, 1765, this girl, Marie-Jeanne, 20 years old at the time, was attacked while crossing a river with her sister by the beast. But she had a bayonet that was attached to a pole that she used to defend herself. And she was able to use that to stab the beast in the chest.
And we got DNA.
We didn't have DNA.
The beast still got away. Ugh. But she became known as the Amazon and the Maid of Gévaudan. And she even has...
a coin!
Her own webpage.
Her own statue.
That's a lovely picture. We should post
that. That looks like a crocodile. I'm so sorry, but that did not look like a
crocodile sphinx.
Yeah. They really got, first of all, I had a bad acne day, okay?
It's a dragon!
It's a back. Bad acne. I had a bad back acne, and I don't get why they, like...
Hey, what happened to your mouth here, man? What were you trying to grab?
Listen, I was trying to communicate.
Fast food!
And they interpreted that to mean I was threatening them? What?
And they stab you in the chest. I don't understand. Rude.
You see, I had forgot to say it in French to them. All they heard was "Fa-boo."
Oh man, that was sad.
So, fast forward to September 20th, and François Antoine's 71-year-old extraordinaire, kills a large gray wolf. Oh, so this wolf,
poor wolves,
was 31 inches high.
Okay.
And 5'7" long.
Holy schmahooly. That's taller than I am.
That's taller than
that. Did he kill the beast?
And it weighed 130 pounds. So.
That weighs a lot less than I do.
Yeah, BTW. Like, just so that you guys.
On a taller flip frame, so that's cool.
Well, very large for a wolf. And Antoine officially stated, "We declare by the present report signed from our hand." Sorry, I love the theatrics of like old language.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 71 years old. He needs a little excitement in his life. Let him have his monologue.
He needs excitement. He killed a 130-pound
and
wolf.
He's just riding off that adrenaline, you know?
"We declare by the present report signed from our hand, we never saw a big wolf that could be compared to this one. Hence, we believe this could be the fearsome beast that caused so much damage." To add to that, attack survivors said they recognized the animal as the beast.
Of course.
Well, that's especially just offensive.
Wow, do all wolves look the same to you?
Precious. Clearly, he's a crocodile.
So, attack survivors said they recognized the animal as being the beast, especially because the animal had scars on its body that they claim were inflicted when victims tried to defend themselves.
They autographed.
This poor beast. Antoine also hunted the female partner of the beast.
Ooh, and oh my god, he had love.
Two grown pups.
He had a family!
They were all looking for fast food. It's very sad.
And he did manage to kill the female and one of the pups that was already like larger than the female. And the second pup was presumed dead because it was shot and hid, but it was able to like hide behind walls and it never actually captured it.
I know. I'm sorry. It got sad. It was probably like this crazy like serial murderer up in the town, and that was like, ugh, wolves.
Oh my god,
literally gaslit the the entire town into believing it was a freaking wolf, and now this wolf
stopped killing after all those wolves died. God,
had to be like, now I have to dress like a wolf. This is embarrassing.
Then he he had to dress like an elephant.
Right? This is terrible.
So Antoine returned home and was well rewarded for his efforts.
Until
9,000 livres, and he got titles and fame to go with
beautiful.
It. The corpse of the beast was stuffed and sent to the royal court.
You know, why?
Admired.
What are they going to do with it?
Admire it?
Admire it.
But,
of course, then someone else died.
This actual serial killer
on
was
December,
like...
On December the 2nd of that year, two boys were attacked. Which made people think that the beast was still alive after all.
And then they were like, so maybe?
But this time, the beast was a bit different, behaviorally different. Oh. So whereas the first beast was very scared of animals, right, as we explained.
Of course. Makes perfect sense.
This one wasn't. Wasn't scared of cattle. Wasn't scared of livestock.
That's because the serial killer was now confident that he would never be able to get caught because now everyone thinks that it's gone and dead. And so this guy, very brave, is like, ha, I heard, I don't care.
You lost me a bit there.
No, I didn't lose myself. So, okay. That's...
So at first the royal court ignored the new attacks and sustained that Antoine killed.
They're like, that's
the
I can't stop me, I can't breathe. I just...
They were insisting. Antoine killed the beast, y'all.
Yes.
We have the body here.
And we're right there.
But
it's
a sudden outbreak of attacks in June of 1767 convinced a nobleman, the Marquis d'Apcher, to organize a hunt. And on June 19th, one of the hunters, a local named Jean Chastel, shot a wolf.
So, you know what? Sorry, how many of the attacks happened in winter versus summer? Because it makes no sense. Wolves would be hungrier in winter, but if they're only attacking humans in summer when they have lots of other prey...
I'll mention it later, but this area is quite known to have a lot of wolf attacks. So, like,
But wolves are hungrier in winter.
It could also be that we just... The stories that have... survived the passage of time.
Are all in the summer when the mass murderer found it easier to run around.
Exactly. It doesn't mean that no... I mean, I told you there were 16 decapitated victims only. That's not even counting the victims that weren't decapitated. And I have not told you 16
dates.
Stories. Sorry.
Yeah. Were the victims eaten or just decapitated?
Not really eaten.
Of course.
Or maybe because some were eaten and some weren't.
That would be...
not very animal-like.
Well, if they decapitate them and then don't eat anything, that's less animal-like.
Yeah. But, I mean, they had to have... some remains had to have stayed enough that people recognized the person that died.
She wanted fast food. We've clarified.
No, she was signing.
It reminds
my phone.
Me of my work notification.
Oh,
please.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Please. I'll change it.
It's 9 p.m. Let me have a little.
You're not going to work. So
you don't know. That.
Jean Chastel shoots a wolf.
Dead wolf.
An autopsy of the wolf. I'm sorry. I can't. You know what? You sit here.
Okay. Let's
talk.
Let me read
autopsy
it for a bit.
Autopsy.
Oh my God.
Wolf.
Let me read it for a bit.
It's okay. Okay. Do you want to?
No. It's okay. The autopsy of the wolf. Go ahead. Showed that there were human remains inside of it.
How could
and
they
witnesses.
Tell?
Bones.
I guess.
Just open it. You know.
They. You know. Open
like
and they're
hat.
Like.
Ah,
look
skull.
At that head.
A skull. You mean?
Well, he's unlikely to eat the bones. I'm guessing. I don't know.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
Or maybe
there was a hand,
like,
a finger or something?
Fragments, yeah.
Fragments.
Witnesses said that this animal didn't entirely look like a wolf, like it had non-wolf characteristics.
Oh my God, we could have had a rare breed of wolf right now.
The crocodile wolf.
Some people don't think that this beast is a wolf, even though that's what people are calling it, but the attacks did stop after, so people are pretty convinced that the animal was the beast.
Oh.
Yeah. So, on to some theories.
Yes, please.
Lots of proposed theories for what the beast could have been. Top ones are a...
Serial murder.
Eurasian wolf.
Huh? Eurasian wolf.
An armored war dog.
Armored war dog? That sounds like a...
Armored war dog.
What's an armored war dog?
Someone who's armored.
It's a war
who's
dog.
Who's seen war.
Armor on
but
it.
He's a dog.
Oh my god. Is this like a infantry transport thing? Armored war dog? What's it thing?
A striped hyena. A lion. A prehistoric predator.
A prehistoric.
A prehistoric.
A dinosaur.
A werewolf.
A were like an actual werewolf?
A werewolf.
That's a variation on our serial killer.
Like a wolf that turns like into an actual human and a human that turns into a wolf.
Which actually describes you pretty well, all things considered.
Hey, what are you not telling us? Are you a 200-year-old werewolf?
I'm just saying, maybe Twilight was my sister.
So, a werewolf, a dog-wolf hybrid, or
a human.
Yes!
I'm telling you,
yes!
It's a literal killer!
Literally.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Let's not
Okay. Let's not pound on the table.
With your ring.
Yes.
Because we serial know the killer.
So, obviously, killer. The werewolf one is a bit more, you know, fantasy-oriented. But I mean, if that's what you believe in, that's what you believe in. It is a conspiracy theory. So. Tis a werewolf. The more unrealistic theory after that is that the beast is a prehistoric animal.
Like
a bear dog, a dire wolf, a hyenodon. Because it's just unrealistic that an animal that big would, you know, evade detection for thousands, if not millions of years.
No, it's because he's low-key about it.
He's kind of like an introvert.
Like no one really knows what he's thinking, honestly. So he's just not like the other animals.
It's not like the other dinosaurs, not at all.
No,
so there
he actually made for the majors.
So,
Dosa, please, you need to change your work. That notification.
Sorry, I will. That's just the regular one.
It's not the regular.
There is a serial killer theory.
It is.
Yes. A lot of the victims were found decapitated, which is not a behavior typical of animals.
Yeah. Why would they waste time?
And also,
there's the problem.
There's no problem.
Well, the victims that survived, you know.
Listen, I have mama, psychology, go psychology.
Psychology. The serial killer would disguise himself in animal pelts to embody the animal part of him wanted to kill these gorgeous young shepherdesses.
Okay, and then now the psychology for how they thought they saw a wolf in their trauma. It's a trauma, right?
It's
and
the trauma.
Maybe he like had like a boombox type of thing next to him.
No, just boombox. No.
Like, that
it's
played
the trauma.
Out.
He was dressed. In the
so
wolf,
how
he
does
was
this
dirty?
Human get stabbed in the chest, get shot at, and still survive?
That's because he's... Well, I was going to say Wolverine.
He's Wolverine. There we go.
Perhaps.
And the mystery has been solved, guys.
There we go. Perhaps he is...
Listen, it was probably from a distance, you know?
He was... Perhaps he was wearing sheet metal or something underneath him. This is the 1760s, but even from medieval times, they knew to use chain mail or whatever to earn the knives.
It was a cult. So the guy who literally got, you know, killed, there was another successor after it.
Of course.
It was a whole ass cult.
But if the serial killer was killed, then they'd have the body.
Of a guy.
No. So the cult then buried him.
Here's the real theory, Aya. The cult controls a machine with a remote control, and so even if it gets stabbed, it's like, okay, well, let's just bring
so
it back.
So this opens the door to time travel.
Hence why I was able to be there.
Exactly.
So most people who believe in the serial killer theory don't usually believe that it was a human dressed as an animal. Instead,
I think it was like in the trauma type of, right?
Oh, instead they think that a human
trained
an animal,
like an armored war dog. Which would explain why it looked weird and why bullets wouldn't kill it. So, I mean, I was into the serial killer theory too, but...
I think it's more of a cult, but I mean...
Armored war dog. That's so cool.
So, I'll tell you guys my theory.
Oh wow, that looks just like your statue. Look at that.
There you go. Spikes.
But that's
on
like
it.
A little pit bull.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's... Well, it's a dog.
Oh.
And war dog, that's so cool.
So, other theories is that it was some kind of animal. And here are the different kind of animals it could be. A striped hyena. And that theory comes from the depictions of the beast and descriptions of the animal that was killed by Chastel. You know, the wolf, not quite a wolf. And based off of those, it kind of looks like a striped hyena. The issue is they're not native to France. Which, I mean, on one hand would explain why it would look weird for locals.
I see that. Yeah, you're right.
And it might have been, like, been part of a person's, like,
private zoo.
The serial killer through an animal.
No, well, I guess, but that theory is that the hyena escaped the private zoo.
As he should. Good for you.
And that's why it had a family and little baby but hyena.
The issue with that is that hyenas aren't known to usually attack humans, so theory is kind of debatable.
And maybe it was really mad at its owner.
Maybe. But, like, you have a hyena that you know, escaped. Nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about
that. Not after it started killing people. Its owner never heard of it.
A hyena? No,
that's
man.
Really big of the owner.
I've got lions only here. No hyenas.
All my hyenas are present and accounted for.
Another possibility is that the beast was an immature lion that, again, escaped from captivity.
Immature. Are you judging its behavior?
So, again... Lions, not native to France, so would look pretty unusual for people. Back then, you'd really only know the, like, typical adult lions, which is, you know, has the mane and stuff like that. But a young lion that hadn't reached puberty yet wouldn't have a mane and might have, like, a bit of, like, a mohawk. So Ooh. A stripe of fur that goes down its back.
A rebel emo lion. Makes perfect sense.
So, which kind of fits with, you know, that description of the beast, that it had a stripe.
Yep.
On its back.
Sure.
So, witnesses described the beast as an ambush hunter, right? It would, like, stalk its prey and then ambush it and grab its victim by the neck and might decapitate it. And that's kind of, like, how lions are likely to hunt.
Oh.
They are ambush hunters as well. And, you know, drag victims by... the neck.
I don't like
but
lions.
That's weird. Wouldn't a lion
Simba, you lied to me.
Wouldn't a lion normally attack the herd and not the human? Like, I don't...
Yeah, that is pretty weird.
Or maybe it was...
And Jean-Baptiste, who was, you know, the first captain that came around, did actually write in a report, you will undoubtedly think, like I do, that this is a monster, the father of which is a lion. What its mother was remains to be seen.
Why must he insult the mother? Oh yes, dad was a lion. What was mother? A dog? That bitch, his mother. Such a guy. Well, maybe, I hate to tell you, maybe his father was a dog and his mother was a lion. Lioness.
Period.
The last theory is that the beast is a wolf. The area itself, you know, Gévaudan, was infested with wolves.
You can't walk out your door without tripping over one.
Thousands of wolf attacks and kills were reported even during that time span. And wolves are native to the area and have attacked humans before. The one thing to note, though, is that most of these attacks, of the attacks that happened, were made by rabid wolves. So one of the flaws in this theory is that, well...
Poor wolves.
If a victim survives the attack and they were attacked by a rabid wolf, then why don't they have rabies?
What's even bigger is that if the rabid wolf has advanced in rabies to the point where he or it is attacking, it's going to die of rabies. It doesn't live on fighting rabies for years while attacking other humans.
Another flaw is that based on the frequency of the beast attack, it couldn't have been one single rabid wolf that's...
Yeah, because it's dead.
I'm telling you, so that's where the cult comes in. Oh my god, and you guys have no idea.
Brings it back from the dead now. We're talking about reincarnation.
No, I'm just saying, a cult of rabid wolves.
A cult of rabid wolves!
Are they sentient? Do they speak and talk?
No, I'm just saying, they probably bark at each other like, ugh, humans, ugh.
And they are.
That's how it started.
wolf zombies.
No, just...
No, I like wolf zombies.
No, just like, oh man, he's dead. Okay, next one, go, and type of thing. You know, it's kind of like they recruit other rabid wolves.
There you go. It's the last thing a rabid wolf can do to help its society. The cause,
So, the most likely theory is that the deaths were caused by a number of wolves, or a pack of wolves, not just one, and it was just public hysteria at the time that really pushed the myth of a supernatural beast.
Mm-hmm.
So, my theory is that actually...
That a cult was...
A mix. Whoa. I think there was a serial killer involved.
Because, of course.
Because, of course. I mean, decapitated by... I don't...
Take all the time to decapitate. Why would an animal take all the time to decapitate a human and not eat anything?
Or why would they decapitate to start with? You just kill the whatever and
eat it.
And then eat it. There's no need to decapitate it. And
Unless you're a crazy serial killer who gets off on that sort of thing.
And as Aya pointed out, while lots of the humans were attacked when animals were around them too. An animal isn't picky about whether it eats an animal or a human.
Why wouldn't it go for the weaker prey? Doesn't go for the stronger prey. It grabs one of the little lambs and runs off with it.
So that's why I think that there was a serial killer running around but because the area was infested with wolves, I'm not saying...
Then they just blamed it on the wolves.
It was kind of like roped together with other...
Attacks
made by wolves and kills made by wolves.
Wow.
And so this... But, I mean, an issue I find personally with the serial killer theory is like, okay, well, why did it end in 1967?
Maybe the serial killer caught rabies and died.
Oh my god.
Yes. That is karma.
I mean, serial killers die too, eventually.
So, well, we have a... Oh, do you guys have a theory? Well, my mom has a theory. Let's go.
Okay, so this beast, as we mentioned, wasn't showing the behavior that we would expect of an animal that is preying. I mean, why kids? I'm thinking that it's either a trained wolf or a... serial killer in wolf clothing. That's where I'm
you
going.
Still think it's a serial killer in wolf clothing?
Really? It just really makes sense, right?
Of course. Hey, what's your theory?
I think this is very makes sense. But maybe like a cult or they're involved in.
I really likes cults.
Nah, I'm just saying to spice it
I'm
up.
Sure, there was cults back then too.
Yeah. It was more like brotherhoods or something like this.
I think the real contender is the werewolf theory. Time traveling werewolf. It was Aya.
Time traveling zombie werewolf.
What did I tell you about my secret?
So, while we have a number of theories, werewolf, without genetic evidence, the beast of Gévaudan will remain.
No, we solved it.
Do they still have the stuffed one? Did the king keep the stuffed ones? Don't tell me. 20 years later, there's a French revolution. They execute the king. Did you guys lose the stuffed beast?
Like, what is that?
Just tossed it out. I bet you one of the revolutionaries took it home as a stuffed pony for his little rabble-rouser kids.
And that's the story of the Beast of Gévaudan. Thank you.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay tuned next week for our episode of Mayhem.
Mayhem
in France. Let's see if Aya makes it to that one.
I need to make a story about mayhem in France, okay? I'm clearly going to be busy next week.
Oh,
you need a story to report, right, so I'm going to go make that story.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
She's added you to her busy schedule.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'll change it. I promise.
Stop.
I'll change the ringtone. do you guys have anything to add? No? We're good?
I really have fun hearing about this.
I'm glad you had fun. And, so we'll see you guys next week. Bye!
Bye!
We need another.
What do you
No,
what do
no,
you
no,
see you next time on Love Island. Love Island!
And that was...
No, see you next time on Mystery. Unsolved Mysteries. And then just end it in a British accent.
I can't do a British accent.
See you next time on Unsolved Mysteries or something like that.
Okay. See you next
Geezer.
Unsolved.
Where's Geezer and Yanker or Wanker. Or whatever.
Okay, just stop.
stuff.
Well, you're gonna edit this out anyway.
I don't think I am. I think I'll keep it. I think I'll keep it.